If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to Misunderstood. I'm Rachel Yucatel. It's crazy to think the Bachelor franchise has been on the air for 20 years. It's totally insane. Which with The Bachelorette, The Bachelor in Paradise, and now The Golden Bachelor, which I was totally into. It's the franchise that became a whole nation. Today, we have one of your all-time favorites from the show, Carly Waddell. She first appeared on Desiree's season of The Bachelorette when her own brother, Zach, was one of the suitors, and producers liked her so much that they invited her to participate herself. She was then on Chris Soule's season. Do you remember him? He was like the hottest. Then Bachelor in Paradise, where we saw her get her heart broken. And then the following season, we got to see her fall in love, get engaged, and actually marry the guy. The thing I love about having people on the show that become famous from reality TV is that everyone thinks that they know them, but you really only know a small piece of who they are. And I love to discover who they are outside of that image. Carly comes from a really close family. She's always been a performer. She even went to college for it and got her start singing on a cruise ship way before The Bachelor came into her life. I think one of the reasons people fell in love with Carly in the first place, me included, is because she doesn't take herself too seriously. She opens up about her failures and her dreams. And now she's going full steam ahead and making her musical dreams in country music a reality. And this episode is so fun and full of great girl talk. So welcome, Carly Waddell. Carly, welcome to Misunderstood. I'm so happy to have you here.
So excited to be here. Can I just say something real fast? You, like, how do you have a really good face with a center part and a side part?
Like, what do you mean?
Video, like, you have like a side part and it looks so good, but then you also look so good with the center part.
Really? Oh, well, that's a really nice compliment. Thank you. You're so funny.
Like, oh my gosh, look at her hair. It looks amazing.
You're funny. Well, your hair looks amazing. So, so I wanted to listen. Most of the shows I feel like you do are Bachelor centered because you know, people know you as somebody that was on The Bachelor, part of Bachelor in Paradise. My listeners are not necessarily, I mean, of course they've seen The Bachelor. They love The Bachelor, I'm sure, but are not as familiar already going into it. So I'm going to ask you a lot of questions that you may think are like, oh, this is so stupid. But a lot of our listeners really want to know stuff about what it's like to be on that show, what it was like for you, all the gossip that is kind of like things that you might find tedious because this should be stuff we already know, but we don't.
I mean, I'm going to know a lot of information most people don't know because I was there.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, but what's more important though, is you were a person before it and after it. So before you got on the show, I want people to get to know who you were, and I want to know who you were before that. So tell me about like where you grew up, what you were like as a kid.
Oh my gosh. Well, I grew up in Dallas, in Texas. I have two older brothers. We grew up very just like, I don't know, we lived in a neighborhood and played, you know, football on the street and hockey. You know, I grew up singing karaoke in the garage. I have a very tight family. We're still really tight. Even though only my parents live near me now, my brothers live in, one lives in Texas, one lives in Florida. But I don't know. I had a really great childhood. You know, some people look back and they say, you know, gosh, I had a lot of trauma and stuff. And I didn't have that experience. You know, I had things happen here and there, but I'm just super lucky, honestly.
That's so nice. And did you always love music and singing?
Yes. I started singing in musicals when I was like probably 7. I did like the musical theater route for a long time, and then got into writing country music, and then started doing country music, and then I sang on cruise ships. And then after cruise ships was actually the bachelor stuff. But I, the only thing I've ever done to like make money was like wait tables and sing.
So that's so amazing. Wait, tell me what it's like to sing on a cruise ship. How did you even get that job offer?
So I was singing in a show in Savannah, Georgia. And my best friend at the time, who was also in the show with me, she sang on cruise ships for a while I was at college. And they offered her a job, and she was like, I can't do it because I'm staying in the show. But I was just covering someone that was pregnant. And so my time is about to be up, and she's like, you should take the job. And so I just made a video, sent it in, and I was hired like immediately. I'd never even been on a cruise ship. So like, I didn't know what I was getting into. Normally with cruise ships, you rehearse beforehand, like any show on land, and then you go take it to the ship. And I was replacing somebody. So right. I rehearsed on the ship and was in the show within a week. So,
and is the show every night, or how, like, do you have to hang out with the guests? Do you stay in your room? Like, what's it like for 6 months doing that?
Well, it depends on the ship, but the first ship I was on, it had 3 shows. So you have like, let's say you're on there for a week, you know, some cruises are longer, but you usually only rehearse like 3 shows, but then you'll have like a cabaret or some type of fun little show in between that you do as well. But there's only like 3 usually big main stage shows. And then you can do whatever you can't fraternize with the guests, they say, because then you'll get fired. And there are definitely people that try. There was a golf pro one time, I remember, that took this girl back to his room, and he was fired. Like, they just walked to his room, knocked on the door, and they're like, you're bye. Oh, wow. You're out tomorrow. But,
so it's not like really the love, it's not like the love boat where you're meeting a new love every week.
Oh yeah. No, you definitely could. I almost like ended up dating somebody that was like a employee. Like, I dated a Russian figure skater for a while. There was on my first ship, there was a ice rink, and he was a figure skater. He didn't speak any English, but we had fun. I tell
Obviously.
You, we had a good time. Obviously. And then the next 2 ships, I dated the same guy. But no, it was, you know, there's lots of people that sleep with other people, and then there's people who don't. And then, you know, there's people who just live it up, and the people who stay in their room. I mean, I traveled like every time I could get off the ship, which was pretty much always I could. They treat singers very well.
Right. Right. Yeah. And people probably love you anyways. Cause
oh, you know, yeah. You're like thing. The celebrity of the ship. Yes.
Right. Exactly. All right. Yeah. So tell us, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but you didn't apply. Most people have to apply to be right. on The Bachelorette or on The Bachelor. You fell into it because of your brother. Talk to us about
that. So my last cruise ship, when I was on it, my brother went on The Bachelorette. And so I hadn't seen him in 9 months, and because my last cruise ship was so long. And so I got home, and he was going to hometown dates within like 3 days of getting home. And so I was literally like fresh off the boat, and he walked in, and it was like so exciting. And they asked my mom to like interview the bachelorette because they were like, well, we think that she like doesn't really, she likes them as a friend and somebody needs to talk to her kind of harshly about this. And my mom's like, so scared. She's like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I was like, I don't know, put me in coach. I'll do it. I don't care. Right. And so then they, I think they just, I don't know. I feel like the executive producer at that time was this guy named Alon Gale. And he just, I think, loved my spirit and my gumption, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so, when my brother got kicked off, which was right after they met us, terrible. It's so terrible. We got him kicked off. But anyway, then he was like, would you ever, want to do the show? And, the next person, to be the bachelor was Juan Pablo. And he was like my brother's best friend on the show. And Juan Pablo and I, like, we just like, don't get along. Okay. And so I was like, no, I'm not doing it.
Wait, why don't we get along?
I don't know. He's just like, you know, those people in life that like, you just like butt heads.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like he was like the brother that I never had that I butted heads with all the time. Mm. Because okay. He was like around quite a bit, always hanging out with, you know, my brother Zach. And I don't know, he just always had something to say. And I was like, I don't need your opinions. Like, I don't right. know you. I don't need your opinions. Right. But I was
at this point, had your brother said, this was such a fun experience, I loved it, you should do it, yeah. They offer it to you?
Yeah. He was like, absolutely, you should do it. You're not going to get another chance. And I was like, watch me. And my brothers, both of them, they were really mad because they truly thought like this was it. And then,
but did they want it for you because they wanted you to find love or they wanted you to become famous?
Honestly, I think my brothers wanted it for exposure and for me, but I didn't. I was like, I don't like him and I don't want to date him. Why would I do that? That is so dumb. And honestly, one of the huge reasons I left cruise ships was because of. I was so lonely and I was like, I'm going to get stuck doing this and I'm going to be 45 years old, single, still singing cruise ships. Like I want a family. I want a husband. I want a boyfriend. I want a life.
Yeah.
And so, they were like, well, if there's ever a bachelor that like gets announced that you would want to date, let us know. And so Chris Soules was announced on Good Morning America. And immediately I texted the producer Alon. I was like, please let me on. I want to date him.
Yeah. And then well, like, cool. Let me understand this. So once he's announced, they haven't actually picked the girls yet that are going to film.
There's a lot of girls that have been picked, but in this scenario, me and, actually, which is crazy, my, best friend from the show, Jade, we were the last two picked and it was after he had already been announced. So they have like, I think most people chosen. And then there's a few stragglers that come along at the end.
Right. So if they had announced that Chris Soules was going to be the bachelor and they had talked to me about doing the being one of the girls, I would have been like, hi, I'm over here. He, in my opinion, he was and remains the hottest bachelor.
I will say I agree with you on the physical part. He was hard for me to talk to and I can kind of talk to anybody. And he was like, it was hard to like pull things out of him. Like we were friends. We were like homies. We weren't like good.
There was no sexual chemistry.
No. And they tried, they put me on like this sex date with them and then they tried to get us naked and all these things. And I was like, no, this is so weird.
Oh my God. This episode is proudly brought to you by Lola V, an award-winning hair care line founded by the one and only Jennifer Aniston. She's been hair goals for as long as I can remember. I'm proud to say I get a lot of comments on my hair on social media as well. I feel like it's something I'm known for. And there are so many hair products on the market that can be confusing to other people if you haven't tried it yourself. But I found one that really works and finding something that's actually good for you is very hard. So that's where Lola V comes in. I put my hair through the ringer. I'm sure you do too. Coloring, styling, extensions that I get, I'm always changing it up. So it's crucial to have products that repair and shield my hair from future harm. If you want to get started, Lola V's bestsellers are the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. They will be your saviors. They aren't just styling products. They're your hair's new best friends. And what kind of best friend would they be if they didn't give us a little treat? So for a limited time, you can get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolav.com. Just use code UNDERSTOOD at checkout. So I got these products maybe a week ago, and I've been using them obviously every day. I absolutely love them. I've already reordered stock for myself, and I've ordered it some friends that I knew had some things coming up that I just wanted to send them a little gift. I can't tell you how much it has changed my hair already in a week. It looks and feels so much better. There's a tangible difference. The restorative shampoo, conditioner, and intensive repair treatment makes every shower feel like you are at a spa. It's so luxurious, but it doesn't stop there. The post-shower products will change your whole styling routine. I didn't really know about these things. I mean, I've seen different products before. I've always been nervous about my hair getting greasy, but the glossing detangler, the perfecting leave-in, and the lightweight hair oil are an amazing trifecta of goodness. So unlock Jennifer Aniston's approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you will get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code UNDERSTOOD at checkout. That's 15% off your entire order at LOLAVIE.com with promo code UNDERSTOOD. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts cannot be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Yeah. Wait a minute. So now tell us what it's like to be on that with all these girls and you're all vying for the same guy. How does that really work? I mean, are you hating the girls, loving them? Is it, are you never seeing Chris? You're only seeing him once in a while. Like, explain the whole thing.
Okay. So it starts out and you're honestly, I feel like you're just trying to kind of find your people at first, okay. Or there's people that just focus solely on The Bachelor, right? They're like, I don't need friends. I'm here for this, which is fine.
Is there a certain strategy for either airtime or to get time with him? Like,
my strategy coming on was, because I always get nervous about not, even on regular dates, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? So I kind of like plan out what I'm going to say, some questions in my head. So I came with like props, like I came with different items that I would take into our time together. And like, so that we'd have something to talk about. Like I brought, the first thing I did for the first night was I brought one of those, fortune teller things that you like do this.
Oh and yeah.
It had like a question on it, which I don't
to
even
create conversation.
Yeah. But then the next year they used that idea and I was like, rude. That was my idea. but take credit. But I brought little things or I would come up with like questions or whatever before going into my time. But, you know, lots of girls just, you know, went up and talked to him and that was cool. That's what you're supposed to do probably. But, you know, you don't see him very often. You see him if there's like a group date, but again, it's like, you know, weird. You get a few seconds of his time unless you have, you know, those one-on-one dates. And even with the one-on-one date, you usually have an activity and then you have like a dinner. So the activity probably lasts like an hour. You don't drive in the same car to the activity. You're separate. Sometimes you drive back together, but not most of the time. So you're usually pretty separate unless you're on a camera.
And do you feel like it took you a while to realize that there wasn't a lot of chemistry between you two, or you knew immediately from just watching how he interacted with people?
I think I think that I knew there wasn't a lot of chemistry. Like, I think it was like our first group date. When I talked to him a few times at the mansion, I was like, oh, he's so attractive. Like, yeah, this could work or whatever.
I can make it work.
I can make it work. But again, like back then I was really like, I hadn't dated anybody in a long time. My boyfriend that was like on two cruise ships with me, like in the middle of like dating him, like stopped wanting to have sex with me, which was like really fucked with my brain. And like, it was just there. I was like in a really weird, like not feeling sexy about myself place. So I think I also kind of got myself into friend zone really easily because I wasn't like rooted with my vagina, you know, like, and so, really, I think a couple, like, I don't know, a couple dates in, I was kind of like, this is kind of not going well. Like, I could just tell it was like kind of hard to talk to him and we were kind of getting more in like friend zone. And then our dinner we had, I felt like maybe it could go somewhere, but then I don't know. By the end, I was like, I could see him having like really strong connections with other people. And it honestly didn't really bother me.
Yeah.
And so if it doesn't bother you, that probably means that's not your person, you know? Yeah,
probably.
Because lots of girls would, it would really upset them. They're like, we just had this amazing date. And now he's going out with this girl. And like, it just breaks my heart. And I wasn't feeling like that.
Yeah. So I've always wondered how that editing goes, or if you feel like it's true, like as you see it unfold, even in episode 1, 2, 3, early on, people are saying, oh yeah, I could definitely fall in love. Oh yeah. There's, you know, multiple people I could fall in love with. And then all the way to the end, you know, you string along two and then you pick, do you believe that that's really true? Like, do you think you could be in love with two people and not know until that very last moment?
You know, I think about that often because it's been happening, I feel like, more lately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I think with girls, like when they're the bachelorette, I do think there's something about like almost like a loyalty they feel for the first person they like. And usually that first person goes really far. Mm. With guys, sometimes it's like super up in the air. But I don't know. I mean,
like, did you watch The Golden Bachelor where it's yes, still played out thinking. That same way?
I know, but that's what I was thinking. I haven't said that to somebody else. I was like, you know, it's crazy. I feel like I was watching what I've seen happen so often with the women that he felt some sort of loyalty and he liked her first. And then was like, well, I already like her. Like,
right.
Am I allowed to like these other people? I feel bad now because I like her. So I don't know. But I don't know. I mean, I dated like two people at the same time in college. I did get caught. That wasn't good. But I liked both of them.
That's different. That's kind of called cheating if one person thinks you're dating them.
We were not exclusive.
Yeah, but like on a show, it's a little different.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's funny.
I feel like you probably do like both people in so many different ways. They probably make you feel really good about yourself in different ways too. And then I don't know. I feel like, I don't know that the love thing is possible. Even when, you know, I look back on when I was on Bachelor in Paradise and got engaged and I was saying, I love you already. That actually wasn't love. That was something else. That was, I like you or I lust for you or whatever. But I don't know that the love component is there until you really, really know them after the show.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Yeah, so talk about that. You were on Bachelor in Paradise twice. You did not have a great first season, correct?
No, that did not go well for me.
Just fill people in for a second on what happened there.
So I like dated this guy from like the first, they call it the sand. So we came down together on the first day and we were together through like the very last date that you're supposed to go out on. And Chris Harrison is like, okay, like everybody's going on their dates today. And then you'll figure out like what you want. And like, we were just, I was just sitting with this guy, like at the pool right before Chris Harrison's like, okay, let's break apart and we'll come together and you'll go on your dates. And he was like, I'm so excited to take you back to Minnesota. And like, this is going to be so fun, blah, blah, blah. So I wasn't thinking anything was wrong. And then he comes up to like, get me to go on our date. And he's looking kind of funny. And I was like, what are you gonna do? Break up with me? And I was joking. And then he did.
But why did he? Didn't see it coming, obviously.
No, I mean,
did the viewers see it coming?
No, nobody. I mean, you know, it's so weird too, because when that happened, it made me almost like not trust the Bachelor process, because I was like, did the producers know? And then like, I'm the only one who didn't know, and my friends didn't, like, because it was such a blindside and everyone was acting like they had no idea it was coming. And I just don't know that that was actually true. Because when I talked to him after the show, he said that there was a girl he was dating at home and they had like broken up. And then every time he'd get like further with me dating, he was just thinking about her, which I just wish he had told me that, like, maybe on the show, but whatever. Right.
Or maybe didn't do the show.
Didn't do the show at all. Right. Let's start there. Yeah. But I don't know. I definitely didn't see it coming, and I didn't know how to react to it, because I really thought like, oh, like everybody's trying to make me look like a fool.
Yeah. It is interesting, because weddings in Bachelor Nation are not as common, I feel like, as they used to be, but you guys got married on camera in front of the TV, and you have a couple friends that are married with kids still, correct?
Yes. Yeah. There's a lot of people that still, it really does work for people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can meet anybody. You can meet people on the Bachelor. You can meet them at the grocery store. You can meet them at school.
That's
you
right.
can meet them, you know, anywhere. And there's a lot of people in Bachelor Nation. It just obviously keeps growing and growing, because there's more shows, and Bachelor right. Paradise, I feel like, is actually a really easy place to meet people, because there's so many people from different seasons, and it's just a revolving door of people like coming in and out.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, they've kind of already vetted them for you, right? You know, people know a little bit of their personality or history coming into it, and they're all really good looking. So like, you've narrowed it down, you know, to kind of the pool you want to be working with, as opposed to going to a bar or wherever you're going to find someone, or going on Bumble and not knowing who you're going to get or who they're going to be in.
Right.
So, you know, that is interesting. So what was it like to have your wedding on TV and that quickly? Like, did it get sped up because they were filming it? Or were you like, yes, let's do this. I love you so much. I can't wait to start having kids.
You know, it was interesting, because he wanted the wedding part on TV more than I did. Mm-hmm. It was his second marriage. So I kind of was like, why the big show, in a way?
Yeah.
Cause I don't know. I never was one of those girls who like dreamed of my wedding. I just wasn't. So, I thought it was great. I mean, they asked me, you know, what dresses do you want, and what, you know, food, and what we're doing it at this venue. What do you want it to look like?
And is it true that they pay for everything?
They did. Yes. Wow. I did not get to keep my dress, but that's cause it was like the first dress this designer had made of this particular style. So he wanted that back for sentimental reasons, which is fine. We got divorced. Doesn't matter anyway. But it was, you know, it was fine. I wouldn't have wanted to do that again.
Invite family members, or did you have to invite people from Bachelor Nation who you had never met?
So there were definitely people from Bachelor Nation that I didn't know. Well, actually, no, I think I knew everybody that was there. I knew them. Lots of people, you know, were from seasons that I was on or whatever. I did get to invite family, but we had like a limited amount of people that we could invite. So, you know, like when you invite like one cousin, then you have to invite like, you know, the mom and dad, and then it just keeps expanding. Right. So I kept my circle very, very small.
Was there anyone that came that you were so excited they were coming from like another season?
Gosh, you know, honestly, the fact that Jade came was huge, because she was super pregnant and Zika like was down in Mexico at that time. And so she was like, I'm not missing your wedding. So truly, like when she walked in, I was like, I cannot believe you're here. And she had to be like super careful the whole time. But that I was just like, okay, like you're a really great friend. Like, right. I don't know if I would have done that.
That's so nice. Yeah. Did Chris Soules make it to your wedding?
No. No. Yeah. He did not.
Okay. So you're not still buddy with him.
No, no. Oh. I think the last time I talked to him was, oh gosh, I'm trying to think. I mean, it's been so long.
Long enough that you don't remember. Yeah. All right. So you had Chris Harrison officiate your wedding, which must've been super fun.
Yeah. It was fun.
And I assume are you close with him still?
Oh gosh. You know, I've really kind of distanced myself from the bachelor world. I think, after the divorce and stuff, I just kind of like took a step back, but also God, he had to take a major step back, which I think is so
something. Like, well, I was going to ask you about that. When you heard about that, what were your thoughts? I mean, I feel like you must've had some sort of a relationship where you trusted him.
I don't know. It's so hard. Our cancel culture in this world right now is just, it's almost like, don't talk.
Yeah.
You know? And it's so frustrating because, Chris Harrison's such a good guy and I love Chris Harrison. And so like that, it was just immediate, like, you're done was very frustrating that like no one can have an opinion about anything anymore. And I get where the public is coming from on the whole situation, but I don't know, everything in cancel culture right now is just so frustrating. It's even hard to just, you know, be a person that picks up, you know, your phone to talk to Instagram, you know, and all the people out there. Cause you're like, oh God, what if I say something wrong? Like, it's just, it's hard. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that, I mean, you're in a platform where you can say something and people can either misconstrue it or it can make news. Like I know recently you were on a podcast, you were talking about Lady Gaga.
Yes.
And that kind of went viral about your thoughts about the fact that you didn't love her in college and people were like, wow. So what, you know, did that upset you or you were like, whatever?
You know, it did because I didn't want people to take it in the fact that I was like, I think that she's a terrible human.
No, and I listened to the podcast. You were saying what anyone else would say about someone they went to college with. And you flat out said she's a genius. She's amazing.
She's a genius. Yeah. She truly is like an absolute musical genius phenomenon human. She's also the acting that she does in these movies now is insane. Like she's so good.
Yeah.
And she was so good back then. It was literally just like a moment in time that not just I was like, okay, maybe like either let's take turns singing or like, let's just like maybe have the lunchroom like slightly quiet, like one day a week, you know?
Right.
And and it's just, it just went so big and so viral and so many people were so mad. And I was like, I'm not saying I don't like her at all. Like I do like her.
Or you weren't saying you wished she didn't become who she became. I mean, it really
she totally deserved to. She's incredible. Yeah. It's
right. But that is an example of, you know, how sometimes you have to watch what you say because it gets, by the way, the headline ends up getting misconstrued because again, you didn't say anything that anyone else wouldn't have said. And it was funny to listen to and made her more relatable. You know what I mean?
Totally.
So like, she was annoying. Who cares? Like she can't be perfect all the time.
Right. And honestly, the fact that she was like that probably, you know, that person she was at that moment made her who she is today. And why she's this big star, because she's like in people's faces being like, hey, I'm great. And like, I wish I had more of that.
And she believed in herself enough.
Yes.
Good for her. Did you feel, my last question on this was, did you feel pressure to find a bachelor couple, you know, to be part of that bachelor couple after three times now of being on the show, kind of like, did you really pick the person that became your husband and said, I love this guy. Even without the show, I would have been married to him.
You know, it's funny. I remember when we were on a date, like when we got back and, I remember looking at him and being like, you know, even if I had met you in life, like you would have had me. like I knew that he was, you know, he was the right person for me at that time. We had, you know, we had a lot of issues and drama kind of even before we got married with just the circle of life. But
like, by the way, everyone does. I mean, it can't be and perfect so, as it is on TV.
Yeah. And so was it perfect when we got married? No. Was it perfect after we got married? No. Should we have gotten divorced? Yes. But I didn't ever feel pressured to like him because like, even on the show, like I didn't like him until I did. And no one was pressuring me to like him. They were like, do you like him or do you not like him today? And I was like, I don't know today. I don't know. You know, like, I mean, no one was like, oh my gosh, you should like this guy. They were all shocked. You know, so was I. So, but then when, you know, when I always say it was like someone lifted the veil and then I saw him in this different light and that's the person I fell in love with. Right. So yeah, I think I would have, even if we had been here and I met him out and we still had the same conversations that made me fall in love with him, I still would have.
Yeah. And I always like looking at it this way, that like, you know, just because the marriage didn't last till you guys were in your 80s, you guys got two amazing kids out of it. You guys will always be in each other's lives. Just, you know, you don't have to be married to have been in each other's lives. And you have this history with each other, you know, where your kids can actually watch your first kiss on TV. But you have this whole support system of people that will, you know, always rally around you and him together and you guys separately. And nothing about it is a failure. So I've learned that from what I've had to go through. But, you know, I think so many people have a hard time with it and grieve about it and can't get over a divorce because, you know, they think that it was a failure. But I shouldn't see it that way.
Right. My cat's coming over here. My cat is in a cone right now.
Oh, did he just get neutered?
He has something wrong with his paw. So he has like a little cast on the back paw and now this thing on because he keeps licking it.
Oh, okay. Hope he's okay.
I know.
Okay, so do you have any predictions for for the new season of The Bachelor coming out?
Gosh, I don't know. You know, I hadn't watched in so long and The Golden Bachelor got me back in. So now
The Golden Bachelor was pretty good.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Watching old people fall in love was one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah. Like, and gave me kind of inspiration because I'm
so Oh.
My daughter, who's 11, was like, Mom, you should try out for the next Golden Bachelor.
I'm
like,
my gosh.
I'm like, Wyatt, I'm 48. I'm not in my 70s. She's like, oh, like, you know.
Like, come on. So old. Oh, so there should be like a mid-level.
I'm hoping they create a mid-level bachelorette. Or I'm dying to be on Love is Blind.
Oh my gosh, that show is so good.
It's so good. Would you ever do a show like that?
Well, I have a boyfriend now, so no.
Okay, well, let's pretend he didn't exist. Would you do a show like that? Or like Married at First Sight? I love shows like that.
Oh, I wouldn't do Married at First Sight. Only because I already had, you know, the one wedding or one marriage go. Bleh.
Right, so, and on TV.
You know, the likelihood of that happening on that show again is high.
Right.
But I think like Love is Blind is fun.
Yeah.
You know, because you really truly are just like, what's going to happen? Like, who is that? You know? Yeah.
I think it's such a great concept. And I think a lot of it is similar to dating online. Well, with the exception that you could see the person's picture, but if you date online correctly, you can get to know somebody's personality before you meet them in person.
Totally. Very true.
And in person is when you know that you have physical chemistry, but like, you know, sometimes they can hold a spoon wrong and I'm like, I can't do it. I have the ick for this person. But before you meet someone, you could tell if you have this chemistry that's like, you can't make it up. It's like they're attentive or it's something they get you, you get them. There's a cadence in the way that you guys.
Same humor. Connect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do think that meeting someone, and becoming like friends with them first is the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that will work.
I agree.
Okay. How is co-parenting going with you and your ex?
You know, I have the kids most of the time. And so like he'll pick them up. He has them every other weekend. He picks them up from school on Friday and takes them to school on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. We don't have to really interact too much. Okay. We haven't had any like, you know, things we really disagree with the children, mm-hmm. you know, yet in life. They're very small. You know, really, it's fine. Like, would I say like, I want to hang out with him and like, we get along really well? No, I wouldn't say that. But in regards to the children and co-parenting them, I think we're doing it. We're doing a great job. The kids are very happy.
Yeah.
You know, they're thriving. That's all good.
Right. And now since you've been off these shows, you have gotten into a new career or, you know, you've gotten back into a career and made it more serious.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your music for a second. You just got back from being on tour with Nick Carter, correct?
Yes.
What was that like?
Incredible.
Did you listen to all his music growing up?
Oh yeah. I was a huge Backstreet Boy fan. Yeah. And huge. Like, did everybody have a crush on Nick Carter? Yes. Was he like my favorite? Yes. Like it was so.
And by the way, when their music comes on the radio still, I'm so, like jamming out and turning up the volume. Like that's my jam.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It was, I mean, truly like some of the best moments of my whole life.
Yeah.
I was putting music out this past year and I kind of was like, what am I doing? You know, like I spent all this money, like I did it all. Like I wrote with people, you know, like I put these music videos together. I did all these things. And I was like, what's going to come of this? Am I too old to be doing this? Like, am I too mom to be doing this? You know? And I truly was just like putting it out and just kind of waiting for the universe to say yes, mm-hmm. you know? And then, the Nick Carter tour came about really just because, my agent used to be, like an agent within the family and mm-hmm. Nick was singing in Nashville and, he was looking for influencers to like, just help get the word out. And my agent was like, hey, can Carly sing a few songs at the concert? And he was like, absolutely. And he was like, wait, all this stuff is so good. Does she want to go on tour with me next month? Like it literally happened in like 30 minutes,
like wow.
brain explosion, but it was truly like, it was so great. The girl who played guitar with me is my old nanny, who has become one of my best friends. Yeah. She's an artist in town. And she just started working for a different family. And before even her first day of work, I was like, hey, I'm going on tour with Nick Carter. Do you want to come play for me and then do background vocals? And she was like, yes, I hope I don't get fired. But no, she's like, she's going on the next tour with me as well. But she's one of my best friends. And it was like so much fun just to even get my confidence back, like as a singer and as a person outside of motherhood, as a woman, as an entertainer, as a presence besides,
right.
you know, just this.
Getting your groove back. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
So you needed that for sure. Before we get into what you're going to be doing this year, talk to me. You just brought up being an influencer. I forgot. Like that's a huge part of your income, right? Like you have been doing so much of that. Talk to people about how you got into that, what it is you do. Like, I feel like that is so interesting for people that want to be doing it. And it's no longer like when I was younger. To be famous and get paid by a company to do anything, you had to have a reel, you had to be someone, you had to you know, have a background and be a credible person representing a product. Now influencers are really where it's at. I mean, if you have followers and you can, you know, talk about a product and be relatable, that you become a superstar.
Oh yeah, for sure. Honestly, this has been my main income for probably 7 years now.
Wow.
And I got into it really right after The Bachelor and I didn't even know it existed because when my brother went on The Bachelor, social media was not a thing. And mm-hmm. then when I went on, it started becoming a thing, but like making money from it wasn't a thing yet. I think the first ad I ever did, maybe it was a FabFitFun box or like maybe Diff Eyewear or something.
Right.
But, and I mean, the only things I do now are things I actually believe in. I wouldn't say that I've always been like that in the beginning. It was kind of just like, whoa, money's coming in. Let me talk about this or whatever. And there's definitely things that I said I would do. And then I was like, no, this is horrible. Like, there's no way I'm ever putting an ad out there for this.
Yeah.
But for people
that don't know how that works, they send you a product, mm-hmm. you get to try it,
right?
And then they pay you to talk about it.
Promote
and say,
it. Yeah.
To and talk say about you love it.
Yeah. Right.
And is it usually a one-shot thing, or is it like advertisers on my podcast where they book for weeks at a time?
It depends. And also, like, it could be like, hey, do you want to do 3 stories and a reel or something? And I'm like, yeah, cool. Or, you know, it's like, hey, do you want to do a story? And then it does really well. And then the company's like, hey, would you like to do another one next month? You know?
Got it.
So there's a lot of that going on. But yeah, I mean, also, you know, it's so weird. Your life takes twists and turns. Like, you know, last year I was putting out a lot of music content. Mm-hmm. And so influencers, I wasn't like really an influencer anymore. I was kind of this other person. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of companies didn't really know what to do with that, you know, and they kind of don't. So I'm trying to like manage, you know, influencer life of things that I like and I would like to promote, but also saying, hey, I'm still singing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going on tour with Nico Moon this year.
Yes.
Are you doing just 4 of the shows?
Yes.
Are you so excited? We had Nico on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's like a ball of sunshine. You can't.
I know. I just met him for the first time yesterday. Yeah.
He's so much fun. And by the way, his stories, I'm a huge country fan. And the stories, he told me the greatest story about how he wrote Keep Me in Mind with his 2 friends. And I just was like on the floor. I think he's like such a phenomenal songwriter. The people he knows is amazing. And then he's a great performer.
Yes. Yeah. He has this like crazy energy that I think people, you're just drawn to him because he like exudes light.
Yeah.
Like truly, like he walked in the room yesterday. We had like some promotional stuff we were doing at his recording space. And I'd never met him before. I'd like talked to him on FaceTime, but he walked in the room and I was like, whoa, it's like, yeah, it's like sunshine. It's wild. Even in all the snow, he is a ray of sunshine. But I'm so excited because his opener is Red Farron, who is also huge right now. And this is the first tour that like, you know, puts me in the country space because with Nick Carter, I sang country music. I did some pop stuff too, but, you know, he's pop. And so it was, I think some of his audience wasn't quite sure what to do with me. Like they're like, oh, we like her. And she's like, you know, I talked a lot and like, I was funny and they liked the songs, but this is the audience that I need, you know,
right. For sure.
I will understand.
Right. And then, so like, what do you perform? How do you pick what you're performing? Cause you're opening, right? You're not doing some collab with him.
Right. I have a 15-minute set. So, with Nick Carter, I had what did I have? 40-minute set. Is that right?
Oh, wow.
So 30 or 40-minute set. It just happened and I can't even remember, but this is just, I mean, honestly, they're adding me to the billing. I think 1, cause they believe in me, and 2, because I'm a draw as well. Yeah. And I'm a girl, know, but
how does it work? Like, how do you pick what you're going to do in that 15 minutes to showcase yourself? I mean,
really? I'm doing 2 of my like most upbeat songs. One of them hasn't been released yet. It's called Drinking Game, which is like a really fun song that I'm leaving people with. But, I think the most important thing that I learned from the Nick Carter tour music wise, what people respond to is that you give them some of your stuff, but then you give them stuff that they really like and they know. And so then once they hear stuff they know, they're like, ooh, I like you. And then they listen more to the stuff that they don't know. So right. I'm doing my first single, Your Friends Like Me More. And then I'm doing a mashup of Cruel Summer and Heart Like a Truck, like Taylor Swift and Lainey Wilson in the middle, just to like get people like jamming. And then my song Drinking Game at the end. And then I like to joke and be silly in between them and connect to the audience just by talking. So I think it's good. You know, it's like short, but it's short and sweet. And then I bought these little bracelets that I'm going to throw out that have my name on them. And I'm going to try to meet people at the merch table and just honestly connect with the country audience that I haven't been able to connect to yet.
Oh my God. That's so exciting.
I'm so excited. I can't wait. Let's go. I'm ready.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear how it goes. So how does that work though? When you're on tour like that, will your ex take your kids for a week at a time or?
So this is only the first shows are that I'm on are Thursday, Friday. And then the next shows that I'm on are Friday, Saturday. So the weekend, the Tuesday, Thursday, my mom's just going to watch them, take them to school. And then I get back Saturday morning. So, and then the next weekend he picks them up from school on Friday. So I'm just going to head out Friday morning. So with, the last tour, cause it was like 12 days or something like that. Mm. My mom took them for like half the time and my ex took them for like half the time.
Got it. Okay. So you're doing it in little stints. I imagined you on this like tour bus.
I've been like driving.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So fun. Oh my
It's been so fun. And even like, the girl who's playing guitar, Sam, you know, we've been writing music on the road and all sorts of stuff. So it's just been fun and just like girl bonding and, you know, having time away is, you know, yes, I'm a mom and I love my kids, but it is real nice having a break.
Right. Exactly. Right. I have a couple rapid fire questions.
Okay. Cool. Yeah.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
I think Leanne Rimes and Brian White.
Ooh, good one. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Ooh, probably Something to Talk About.
Good one. What are you watching on Netflix right now? Or a streaming service? Doesn't have to be Netflix. Mm,
what am I watching right now? Oh gosh. It's always like weird magic teenage shows. What did I just... Oh, I'm watching The Travelers. Yeah, no, it's so weird. I get really into dumb magic shows about like werewolves and vampires. I don't know.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay, what did you say the name was?
The Travelers, or I think I just watched The Order. I think both of those are on Netflix right now.
I don't know either one of those. I'll have to look them up.
Well,
maybe not, because my go-to, I just binged last night, American Nightmare. So obviously.
Oh, I can't watch that when the kids are around. So I have them all the time. So it's really hard to find time
Right. Do you know what I'm talking about though?
I saw it on there, but I'm sure it's like,
it's so good. I watched all three episodes, you know, it was like midnight and I'm like doing research on you. And I look up and I'm like, oh, let me just press play for a second. I was up till 3 a.m. watching this. And then this morning at 8 a.m. I'm again, like dropping off my kid at school, coming back, finishing my stuff with you. And I kind of Google who this journalist was, who, you know, was featured throughout the whole thing, stalked him, called the assignment desk in San Francisco. It's like 5 in the morning, his time. Spoke to him and invited him on my show.
Shut up.
Yeah. So that's how excited I am. Yeah. It's a great, show. You've got to watch it. Not with the kids around. now where am I here? Okay. So like, if you're alone in the car, what music are you listening to these days?
I'm like I always have like the new country playlist on just cause I really want to hear like what's vibing out there.
Okay. Who's your favorite country singer?
I mean, gosh, you know what's crazy is like Maren Morris is now going to Pop World, but I like truly love Maren Morris.
Yeah, she's really good. She's so good. I like Luke Combs.
Oh, I do too. Yeah.
He's such a good songwriter and everything he does.
There's so many good songwriters here in Nashville too. It's
insane. Yeah, that's true. There's so many good ones. Okay. If you could do an ultimate girls trip like Bravo does, but with the Bachelor Nation ladies, who would be the five people on your trip?
Oh gosh. Ashley Iaconetti. Jade Roper, Whitney Bischoff, probably Caitlin Bristow and Julia Kenny.
Okay. Do you watch Bravo shows?
I mean, no, not enough.
You're not into that stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your identity for a long time was connected to something else, like Carly from The Bachelor or Carly and Evan from Bachelor in Paradise, Carly and Jade, Carly, the momfluencer. Now you're Carly, what else? Singer, songwriter, writer. Do you feel like right now you're in the place you should be and want to be?
I mean, I feel it's a scary place to be, truly, because it's new and because I don't know where it's going. Or like even financially, I'm like, oh gosh, like, was this a bad decision? But in my soul, this is the place that I know I'm supposed to be. So I know that I'm in the right place because I feel so at peace, and I love singing, and I love songwriting, and I love standing in front of people and connecting. And I think that's my place.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I just lost it for a while.
Is there something on your bucket list in the future that you want to be doing?
Oh gosh. I mean, really, I want a song to get on the radio. Yeah. That's, you know, bucket list wise, like when one of my songs, which I don't think I've written yet, but when that song hits the country airplay, then
that's gotta be the most amazing feeling. Have you ever seen the movie, That Thing You Do?
Yes.
And remember that moment where their song gets played for the first time? That is one of the best scenes in movie history, because they, you know, they exuberate this, you know, or exude this, you know, happiness that you just know that they are feeling. It's like the greatest scene.
Yeah.
Okay. And anything else we can expect from you this year that we don't know about?
Hopefully I'm going to be putting out more singles and just hopefully like a tour after this tour, and just, you know, more of stepping into this new, scary, but exhilarating, exciting space of music. Right.
Okay. Well, we wish you the best of luck. It was such a pleasure meeting you. I hope I meet you in real life soon.
Yes. Same. Come to Nashville.
I will.
Thank you so much for listening to Misunderstood. I'm your host, Rachel Yucatel. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review. You can support the show by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/misunderstood with Rachel Yucatel. Do you have ideas for the show or want to reach out? Email us at info@misunderstoodpodcast@gmail.com. That's spelled MISS understood. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next time.